movies, music, television, and more. This is
Entertainment.
Rebooted.
Only on WZIP.
Now, I'm going to be talking a little bit about some upcoming albums in 2024. My name is Isabel. You are still tuned in to Entertainment Rebooted. And let's get started. 2024 is already a huge year for music. Just last week, we got Taylor Swift's Tortured Poets Department. And a little earlier this year, we got Beyoncé's release for her second album of the Renaissance series titled Cowboy Carter. So let's take a look at what other major albums to expect looking forward into this year. The first album I'm going to be talking about is going to be releasing on May 3rd. It is Dua Lipa's Radical Optimism. This will be her first album release since 2020, and we've already heard a few of the singles, Houdini and Training Season. Already, I was reading a little bit about some test listens. She did a couple sessions where some fans got to go and listen to the album, and it seems like people are coming out of those listen parties with some positive feedback. So I'm looking forward to hearing some of her album, and I think we're going to end up playing a lot of it here on our airwaves at 88.1. The next album I'd like to talk about will be released on May 17th. It is Billie Eilish's Hit Me Hard and Soft. Billie Eilish's recent work for the Barbie movie has won her an Oscar and has built a lot of excitement and momentum for her newest project. So Eilish previewed a few tracks from her album at Coachella this year. She was brought on by Lana Del Rey as like a surprise guest, and then she hosted her own, I think they call it a DJ session at Coachella, but she previewed a few of her tracks, and the one that really stuck out to me was Lunch, I think is the name of it. That's like a reoccurring lyric in it, talking about lunch, so I imagine that's the title. I think that track's pretty good. I think it's catchy, and I don't know, I'm looking forward to hearing more from Billie Eilish. For me, I like Billie Eilish, but I feel like her persona is very like, oh, I'm dark and scary and like I'm off the beaten path kind of like, oh, I'm alternative, but she's like played on mostly pop stations. So I feel like her persona doesn't always match her music for me, but I'll be interested to see if this like album comes out a little more edgy. It is called Hit Me Hard and Soft, which I feel like is a more edgy title. But we'll see. We'll see how this one turns out. I'm looking forward to hearing more from her. Moving into another quote-unquote edgy band, Columbus's pop rock band 21 Pilots will be releasing an album titled Clancy on May 24th. This will conclude their series of concept albums, which, if I'm being honest, I did not realize they were releasing like a series of concept albums. I haven't listened to any 21 Pilots since Blurry Face was released in 2015. And when I listened, I had no idea that was like the start of a concept album. So I'm kind of curious if they intended for it to be a concept album from the start, or if that's just something that kind of happened. I'm looking forward to hearing more. I didn't like some of their more recent albums as much. So yeah, I'm kind of hoping that this new album, Clancy, brings me back in and reignites my middle school passion, but we'll see. And then the last artist I'm going to be talking about today is Meghan Trainor. She will be releasing her new album, Timeless, on June 14th. And if I'm being honest, I'm really not a Meghan Trainor fan. I think a lot of her music is actually not timeless, which is ironic, as that's the name of her new project. I think when she first started hitting the scene, All About That Bass is the big song that comes to mind for me, and that was kind of fun and catchy, but I think she's been sticking to her formula a little too much of having like fun doo-wop type beats and then more modern vocal style, and I just think I'm sick of hearing it. So I hope she takes a new, fresh, timeless approach. I hope I'm surprised by this album in a good way, but my hopes aren't up. There's a lot more music to come in the year 2024, so maybe another day we could get into even more albums that are set to be released this year. And in the meantime, if you'd like to hear more from us, you can check out our podcast, Entertainment Rebooted, on all podcasting platforms. And as always, you can hear us every Sunday at 1 on 88.1. Thanks for listening.